أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. These are the last two ayats of Surah Ghashiyah, and in which Allah Ta'ala first mentioned about the day of Qiyamah, then what the sad conditions will be of the non-believers, of the sinners, and the wonderful conditions, some of those conditions of the righteous and the believers. And then Allah explained some of His great signs which He has manifested in this world, by which a person enjoys the benefits and recognizes Allah's Qudrat, and also by which he realizes that he has to return to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala mentioned that the duty of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is to remind the people, to inform them. He is not in a position to force people to accept Islam and to believe in Allah Ta'ala. He is responsible, as the word Rasul says, that he brings the message to the people. Now it is up to every individual that he believes and makes his life accordingly. Finally, Allah Ta'ala said, those who do not believe, what their punishment will be on the day of Qiyamah, فَيُعَذِّبُهُ اللَّهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْبَرِ, that the big punishment Allah will mete out to them on the day of Qiyamah. In these ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna ilayna iyabahum. Beshak hamari paas hai unko phir aana. Definitely their return is to us. There is no other place a person is going to return to but to Allah Ta'ala. And if a person just thinks about now, also he is in nobody's control but in the control of Allah. As Allah Ta'ala says, if you wish to try and escape from Allah, where is a person going to escape from Allah Ta'ala? Whether it is in this world now, when a person realizes I'm guilty, I'm sentenced, and let me now escape and get away from the authorities and live a free life. But even in this world, that person can never live a free life, even mentally. If physically he gets away and he lives a free life, it may be physically, but mentally, psychologically, he's in a big prison all the time. And similarly with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, in no way, even physically, can a person get away from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. All this indicates it is wise to return to Allah, and Allah is that authority that you ask Him for forgiveness, He forgives you. Even it can be what, no matter what sin, even if it is the sins which are directed to Allah Ta'ala or to fellow people, but a person sincerely turns to Allah, Allah opens the avenues for him, and there is no way he can escape. And if he thinks he can escape, he's still going to be in a prison. So it is only wise that Allah is that authority that you return to Him, and returning means tawbah, correcting our lives, living a life in conformity with the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah Ta'ala makes you a free person in His domain, and He showers you with His great favors. So there is no other place we're going to return. Presently we are only in the control of Allah Ta'ala, and we should be obedient to Him. That is the bottom line. Make tawbah, return to Allah Ta'ala. ثم ان علينا حسابهم, پھر بے شک ہمارا ذمہ ہے ان سے حساب لینا. And then there is no doubt that it is our now responsibility, and it is upon us, and we have undertaken that we will have the reckoning done now. And what a person lived in his whole life, and from the time he became baligh, which is perhaps the age of 15 or around there for man, from that time he is accountable for all his actions. And a person can think, each one can think, from the age of 15, what was my life at that time? What and what I have done, what and what I have gone through. And on the day of Qiyamah, everything will be presented with all the evidence. The hair, the parts of the body will give evidence. And whichever part of the earth a person has done, whatever good or bad, is going to give evidence. The Kiram and Katibin, the two farishtas on our shoulders writing down everything, they will give evidence. And this is all entered into one place which is called the Nama-i Amal, the scroll of our deeds. And there it is all entered from all these three sources, and then it will be said, اقرأ كتابك, read your own report now. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا, you make your own decision now, that you can see for yourself where you belong. And practically nobody will be able to make a decision there of right off, of being innocent, of being found not guilty. Consequently, a buzurg says that when Allah will give me this choice and says, you take your own hisab, I will say, you take my hisab. Allah is more merciful on us than what we can be on ourselves. With the evidence in front of us, we'll have no choice but to make a judgment of guilt for ourselves and a judgment of sentence in Jahannam for ourselves. But Allah is that being that He will just wipe off all that. So we have to turn to Allah, and the sooner, this is the time to turn in this world. And nobody of us knows when our death will come. So sincerely from our hearts, we should make amends to Allah Ta'ala and turn to Allah. As this one surah so beautifully depicts our whole reality, which it is in this world, the Akhirat, like that the whole Quran Sharif, which is made of 30 full suparas, 114 surahs, over 6,000 ayats, all for our guidance and for our betterment. Yet if we don't pay heed, then on the day of Qiyamah, it is only for us then to suffer the consequences. May Allah in His great mercy be kind to us, save us from all His disobedience, and appreciate this great Quran Sharif which Allah has given us, and to make our lives accordingly. That brings us to the end of Surah Ghashiya, and we can only thank Allah Ta'ala for this tawfiq, and also that Allah makes it come into our lives a reality, not just to speak and to listen, but that it comes into our lives and we can enjoy the great favors of Allah in this world also and permanently in the year after. May Allah make us of those chosen ones of His.